It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is The Snail Box. Now, The Snail Box, if you've never been to it, is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant at Kilmore Moon Cross, north of Ashburn. It's just off the N2. It's known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere, and outdoor seating with breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin, and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot. It's an experience. It's one of my favourite places to eat. And I love it because it's a family-run business. The family are there all the time. Philip is a brilliant proprietor, I have to say. He runs a fantastic venue. And they have the most incredible collection of baseball caps. It's very random. But on the roof of the Snail Box, right through the entire restaurant, they have a load of baseball caps. They're actually trying to break a world record for the most amount of baseball caps on public display. So if you happen to be around anywhere in the world, buy a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box. They'll give you one in return and help them with their collection and their world record attempt. And also, if you are in Emerald Park over the summer months, why not pop along to the Snail Box straight afterwards? It's only 10 minutes from Emerald Park. Bring the kids and have a bite to eat. Anyway, our thanks to the Snail Box for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Marion got in contact with us. And this has triggered a lot of people. It really has. I want you to have a listen to what Marion has to say. Only started listening to your podcast recently and really got into it. Would you cover this? I'm a primary school teacher and I'm also a mother of two girls under 10, so I know a lot about children and their development. But there is something that bugs me. Parents who land kisses and hugs on their children without asking. What's the harm in asking? I have a sister-in-law who does this. She's constantly kissing her five-year-old on the lips and doesn't ask for permission first. And it's obvious that my niece doesn't like it. Should we not be teaching children from primary school age that it's your body and someone, even a parent, needs permission to kiss you or hug you? Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those mad American parents and my children are never starved of affection. But what's wrong with asking? Please address this. Keep up the good work. And that's from a lady who signed her name Marion. So Marion is a mother of two. She's also a primary school teacher. And she believes that parents should get consent, basically, to hug or to kiss their child.
You would not believe, ladies and gentlemen, the absolute shitstorm that has gone down over Marion's topic. I am shocked. Absolutely shocked.
What are you shocked about?
Genuinely shocked how people are triggered by this and who are saying all sorts of things, saying, like, I'm going to read out one comment from Donna Nolan. We've invited Donna on. Hopefully she'll come on because she says, oh my God, this teacher needs therapy. Maybe give your own kids some love and attention and teach them that it's okay to be affectionate. Now, Donna, let me stop here. And I know we didn't put up Marion's full email on the Facebook page because it was too long. But Donna, she literally says in her message that she gives her children affection, that they are very affectionate. Can you, let me find the quote again. Where is this?
Don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those mad American parents and my children are never starved of affection, but what's wrong with asking?
So Donna, she does give them. Anyway, Donna goes on and she says, maybe give the kids some love and attention and teach them it's okay to be affectionate. My kids love attention, but also teach them healthy boundaries. So you literally agree with her. Are you stupid, Donna? So you're saying that the teacher needs...
No, I think Donna's saying that this doesn't apply to parents. Well, that's what I'm reading.
Well, why shouldn't it? Now, I am not a lefty parent, okay? those of you listening to this podcast for years and who know me for years will know that I am not a lefty parent. I'm far from, not that it's even a lefty thing. People just throw that out nowadays for everything, don't they? Mm-hmm. Oh, lefty, 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 woke, lefty. This has nothing to do with low woke or lefty bullshit, okay? This is about parenting, okay? And I am far from a lefty parent. I'm not a woke parent or anything like that. But I have never given any of my kids a kiss without asking them first. Never. Absolutely never.
And would they ever say no?
Yes, they have done. They have done. One of my kids, I'm not going to signal them out, but one of my kids could be hot and cold when it comes to that sort of stuff. And there's days that I would say, can daddy have a kiss? And that child will, it's one of my girls actually, and she will turn around and she go, no problem, daddy. But there's other days she just doesn't want to, for whatever reason. You don't have to give an excuse as to why you don't want to get a kiss. So I would always ask. And on the days that I ask and she says, no, I don't, it's absolutely fine. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I will always ask. I wouldn't just lob the gob on one of my children. So why are people getting so bloody triggered about this? So let's deal with the facts here. Okay, the facts are here. Marion is not starving her children of it. I live in the most affectionate house. We literally hug the kids and kiss the kids to death. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They get hugs and kisses.
And you ask for permission every time.
I've always asked. You're making shit up just to be more dramatic.
No, but is that how it works?
That's not how it happens. No, if one of my daughters was here beside me now, she was here actually last week.
Yeah.
And if I sometimes look at her and I go, I'd love to give her a kiss. I would literally say to her, it's not, I want a kiss off you. Like, what are you making that up for?
What way do you do it?
If she was sitting here beside me, and say it was Freya, for argument's sake, yeah? And I'd say, Freya, can daddy give you a kiss? That's all I'd say. It's not taking a minute out of your day. It's not snowflakey. It's not woke. It's not helicopter parenting. I'll just say, Freya, can I have a kiss? And she'd go, of course, daddy. Or she might go, no, daddy. So nobody is saying that it's not a positive thing to. Obviously, I grew up in a big huggy household as well, where my parents hugged me and kissed me to death. I love hugs and kisses from my kids, but I will always ask. And it is like, people were saying the woman needs her hard drive checked because she's thinking that way. What Marion is actually doing? I just think a lot of you were too stupid to pick up on what Marion is saying.
Okay,
I thought we were all about protecting children and protecting people from now.
We're talking about parents here, though.
Yes, but I'm saying, if you teach a child from a young age that consent isn't, and I know Eric Casey, by the way, I think most of the people,
in fact, Casey wants to come on about this.
I think most of the people who are commenting on this don't have kids. They're loners and they've never had kids and they just live in a box room somewhere. That's what I think, because anybody who has. I just thought,
okay,
let me just finish. When we got this message from Marion yesterday evening, yeah, my first reaction to you was, what did I say? I said, let's not do this because most parents do ask for permission. I assumed that was a given, that every parent just goes, come here, give me a little kiss. Can daddy have a kiss? Can mommy have a kiss? That's what happens in my house with me and my wife. We ask. It's their body.
I'm confused. I really am. The other day I was out for a bite to eat with my daughter and my grandson, yeah? And dropped them off home and I gave my daughter a hug before I headed off. Should I have said to my 28-year-old daughter,
again, you're being,
darling, is it okay if I have give you a hug?
No, again, you're being absolutely silly because at her age...
Surely it applies...
No, listen. That's not what Marion's saying either. What she's saying is at primary school age, you don't know this because your kids haven't been in school in years, but in primary school now they teach kids about their private parts and personal space.
Absolutely. Nobody's talking about touching private parts.
But I'm just saying about personal space.
Yeah.
Generally personal space. That's what they teach kids about now.
Yeah,
and
that fine.
It's your body and nobody has a right, not even a parent has a right to invade that personal space. Some kids like their personal space. So should you have asked your daughter for permission? No, because your daughter's in her 30s. She knows about consent. Well, I assume she does at this stage. And she's adult enough to be able to make, and this is the key, and I'm going to say very slowly to those of you who are thick and don't get this, an adult has a fully formed brain. So they have cognitive, they're able to address issues and they're adult enough to be able to say, no, Dad, I don't want to hug off you. But when you are 6 or 5 or 4 or even 7, kids haven't got that cognitive power at this stage.
When it comes to other people hugging children that aren't theirs, aunties, uncles and everything else, I agree that aunties and uncles should say, can I give you a hug, little Johnny or little Mary? But I don't think it should apply to parents. I think it's ridiculous to think that parents...
But what's it doing? What's it taking out of your life just to say, can I have a kiss? Because maybe the child doesn't want to kiss that day.
Our number is 0858252626.
I think you're all fucking nuts. I really think you've all fucking lost the running yourselves. Because you're all on this podcast every second day talking about how we need to protect children, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that the worst thing in the world is children not knowing about consent and about their own body, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you're all on here triggered because a mother basically says, so am I a bad parent because I say to my... Because I say to my kids, can daddy give you a kiss? That's literally...
Nobody's saying you're a bad parent for it.
Sorry, some people are.
I just think it's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
This is Alicia.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on to say the amount of people who think this is rubbish is alarming. Kids learn force from parents. So if you say to a child, can I have a hug? And they say no or shake their head, what would you do? Would you actually force them? Now, I understand as a parent, you can hug and kiss your child whenever, and most of the time they would hug you and kiss you back. But if they don't want to at that time, let them say no. Like, how many times as a child were we forced to hug or kiss a relative when we didn't want to? This is the basis of learning to listen to our own bodies and our own feelings in that moment. If a future boyfriend or girlfriend does the same thing, your child is going to learn, oh, I'll just say yes to please them. I'll ignore what I want. What's that called then? The basis of learning is with the parents, and we don't realise how something so small and so insignificant to us can shape a child's brain. So this is not about being a snowflake or whatever else people might call it. This is about respecting boundaries. Even as a child, that child has to grow up and be an adult, and we have to teach them not to be a people pleaser.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Leah, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Leah?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, Leah. What did you want to say on this? Should parents seek consent from their children before giving them a hug or a kiss?
So I'm just really baffled on why people get really defensive when the idea of boundaries and consent surrounding children comes up. It makes no sense to me. So when I was a kid, I did not like being touched. Didn't like being hugged. I didn't like being kissed.
By anybody, including parents?
By anyone. But I was undiagnosed with autism. So boundaries were something that I struggled with. I struggled in, you know, just trying to tell people, like, I don't like being touched. And you would be made feel guilty as a child when someone else didn't get a hug off you. They'd go, oh, why not? Just come give me a hug. Give me a hug. We need to start at home by teaching our children boundaries. And, you know, nobody is entitled to your body.
And by the way, Leah,
nobody is entitled to be touched.
It's not,
you know,
just people who are... I know people as well who are not on the autism spectrum who just don't like humans. Some people just don't like... I'm a big
hugger.
It's
not for everybody.
Yeah, no, physical contact is not for everybody. And by these people who are literally losing their shit over this and saying... My question to you guys would be, and to you, Adrian, if you don't believe that you should ask permission from a kid before kissing or hugging them, does that mean... That if you do ask permission, yeah? So if I ask my daughter when I get home, can I have a kiss? Daddy's been out all day. Can I have a kiss? And she says no. Should I force the kiss?
No, obviously not.
But that's the same thing as not asking. That's literally the same thing as not asking.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
You're presuming consent.
Yes, you're presuming consent.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also think there's an argument to be made. You know your child better than anybody else. Like, my mom figured out really young that I didn't appreciate being touched. So she didn't touch me without asking. You know, like, you're going to know your child better than anybody else. But if you see your child is clearly uncomfortable with you hugging and kissing them without being asked, stop. But nobody is saying that you're a bad person by not listening, or you're still learning. You know, everybody is still learning. This is just life. Some people like to be touched, some people don't. So just ask for permission.
And in what way do you ask for permission? May I please have a hug, or may
I? Can I have a hug?
Yeah. Why are you making this out to be more complicated?
It's not that hard. If I meet someone and I hold out my hand, and someone doesn't hold out their hand back, I'm not going to feel slighted. I'm just going to put my hand down and continue the conversation.
No, but Adrian,
you don't even have to use words in order to ask for consent. Yes. You could put your hands out, and if they don't want the hug, they're not going to walk in and give you the arms back. You know.
This is Adrian. Adrian's making it. You're making it look like a Forrest Gump.
It's not that hard.
I'm not.
How can you not understand this basic thing that you literally just ask, and some days they don't want one and some days they do.
But you know that anyway.
They know.
You would know that anyway.
No, Some days I don't want any human contact, and some days that I do. But again, you couldn't answer the question when I asked you, Adrian. If you believe in assumed consent, that's what you're saying. You believe in assumed consent, that if somebody doesn't open their mouth, you should be able to touch them. That's what you're saying.
No, I didn't say that.
What you said. When it comes to kids, they are just there to be kissed and hugged when we feel fit to do so. That's what you're saying.
You're making it sound as if you're assaulting a child for a hug. That's not what I'm talking about. But a child is sitting beside you and you put your arm around them and you give them a hug without asking. What, I mean, I don't
think every scenario needs to be asked. I think you're going to understand your child's boundaries better than anyone else.
That's exactly my point.
If your child is upset, though, and you don't know if they're going to be reactive to the hug or not, asking is fine. We really need to have these conversations with our children while they're still young, and you need to let them know that their bodies are their own. Nobody is entitled to it, and they should never feel bad for saying no. Even if it's a mummy and daddy, even if it's granny or their uncles, they need to be able to say the word no when it comes to their body. And I'm not talking about in medical situations, because I had a conversation like this before and someone said, but what in case of a medical emergency? That's a completely different circumstance. But in the circumstance of like, oh, you're not really feeling up for a hug, you don't have to do it. You know, just tell your child that they don't have to give a hug to anybody if they don't want to. They can always say no.
Like, and that's fine. But that's fine when it comes to other people, aunties and uncles and grannies and granddads.
No, but they're mothers and fathers as well.
Yeah, they're all humans, Adrian. It doesn't make any difference what relationship you have to the person.
But nobody's entitled to your body. Like, nobody's entitled to your body.
So, sorry, again, Adrian, are you saying...
But as you said yourself, Leah, you know your child better than most people do, yeah? So you know whether your child likes having a hug or not.
Yeah.
From a young age.
That's not the argument that I'm having. I'm just saying that while they're still young, we should be having the conversations about consent, about being touched, about boundaries. And we should be able to say to our kids, at any point you don't want to be hugged or you don't want to be touched, you can say no to the interaction. Okay, there's never going to be any negative feelings on your... And you're not going to be disappointed if you say no.
Okay, Lee, address this from Kelly. Kelly says, I'll give over. I assume she's talking to you. Every child wants and needs a hug when they're obsessed. That's not true either. That is
No, it's not.
That's not true. Sorry. One of my daughters, when she's upset, she just wants to go into the room on her own. She literally doesn't want to hug.
Yep.
So again, you're assuming what every child wants, Kelly. Stop assuming that every child wants to be hugged, touched and kissed. Yes, some do, but at certain times, and the same with you, Kelly, I'm sure if you're in a relationship or you're married or something like that, I'm sure there's times that your husband comes home and he goes to give you a hug and you say, get me your fucking hands off me, I'm not in the mood today. I'm premenstrual, I'm perimenopausal, yeah. I'm just not in the fucking mood. Get away from you. I don't want a hug from you. I don't want to kiss from you. I know there's days where my wife would be more receptive to a kiss than other days. There's some days that I just know I better not try and kiss her. But then there's other days she'll want to kiss. People change. Stop forcing yourself on people, Adrian.
I'm not forcing myself on anybody. Rephrase that, please.
No, I'm talking, stop spreading that it's okay to force yourself on people.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
There he is.
Well, Jess, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, I think it's funny. I think it's absolutely funny for Marion. Like, I'm 26 and I still love a big old hug from me, ma'am.
But that's good for you. Well done. Send your blue Peter badge. Well done.
Aren't you patronising today?
No, because
if you don't hug and kiss your children, I'm sorry, they're going to grow up to be weirdos.
Okay, first of all, we're not talking about people who are in their late 20s like you. And in fact, Marion specifically said...
Yeah, but if my mom and dad never hugged me, I bet you I'd be one of those weirdos who's like, eh, people, get away from me.
Okay, first of all, she's talking about primary school.
Nothing wrong with a bit of love and affection.
Absolutely not. I grew up in that house that had that, but again, you must have cotton buds in your
ear. I look at you, you turned out normal, didn't you? Well, debatable, but you turned out normalish, didn't you?
The point is, when you're an adult, you are mature enough to be, and you have enough power within you to be able to say no. But when you were 6 or 7, and if you remember back, I remember back when I was 6 and 7, I had an auntie. I literally had an auntie that used to smoke cigarettes, and she lobbed a gob on my mouth and kissed me before she went, and you had no saying it. Now, we are teaching children, Jess, you're all about protecting children. We are teaching children, to stand up for
themselves.
To stand up for them. We're not talking about your mum and dad and a 26-year-old
no,
woman. We're talking about primary age children, for God's sake. We're not talking about you.
Don't be shouting at me. Who's pissing your corn today?
Jeremy, I agree that if it's aunties, uncles, grannies, granddads, and everything else, they should all ask for consent from that child, okay? My only slight issue is where it comes to mammy and daddy having to ask consent.
If I said no to my mum and dad growing up as a hug when I was a kid, they would have been worried that something was wrong or they did something wrong.
But no, Jess, certain children, listen to Leah. When Leah was a child, there's nothing wrong with Leah. When Leah was a child, she didn't want physical contact.
But your parents learned that anyhow. Parents would learn that anyhow. You'd know when your child winces and doesn't want a hug. Therefore, you wouldn't continue to give your child a hug because your child isn't a huggy child.
No, some children are huggy ones. Leah, will you try and talk sense to these? Because I'm
like, this is the same kind of people who would agree with people that say, oh, you need to ask the baby, can you change their nappy?
This is a whole different conversation. And I think the ignorance out of your mouth is actually fucking astounding for you saying that children that don't like to be touched are going to grow up to be weirdos. At the end of the day, I'm autistic. The reason why I don't like to be touched is because I'm touch averse.
What is wrong with a hug and a kiss from your mom or your dad?
There's nothing wrong with it. I just personally don't like it.
You're acting as if it's the worst thing in the world.
I'm not acting like it's the worst thing in the world.
You're acting as if it's a crime.
When did I act like it's a crime, you Amadon? When? Quote me. I'm not saying it's assault either. I'm just saying, ask people permission before you touch them. I don't think that's a wild thing to say.
Your own kids.
Boundaries start at home. Teaching starts at home. You informing your children about consent starts at home.
Teach your aunts and uncles. Why should the parents have to ask their own child? Can I hug you?
Oh my God, it's just teaching them. It's not laughable, you Amadon. What's laughable is that you came in here fucking balls blazing over the idea that a child might want to have a boundary. Like, that's fine. Teach an old child, like, they don't have to hug you and you don't have to be made feel bad about you not hugging your man because, oh, she's upset about it. At the end of the day, they're children. They're not responsible for adult emotions. They're not responsible for them.
Oh, I think if the child isn't hugged and kissed enough as a child, I think it's bad news. And then the parent will feel shit. Like, did I do something wrong? Did I go wrong somewhere?
It's nothing to do with not being hugged and kissed enough as a child. Because there's ways to show affection without being physical. You say it in words, you say it in affirmations, you say it in gift giving, you say it in providing for your kid. You don't have to touch them in order to do that. And my mom still hugged me, but she asked. And that was the best part about that. Like, my mom, even to this day, like, I'm 25 years of age. My mom asked before she hugs me because she knows I don't like it. And that's how my mom knows, like, I know my mom loves me, you know? Like, every person is different.
I have to ask my own niece for a hug. Do you know how shit that makes me feel?
My nieces and nephews are autistic, and I ask them if they want a hug because I can understand that they're touch averse because I'm the same way. Everybody is different. If your niece and nephew doesn't want to be hugged... I think the majority of children that are insulted in their own homes, and teaching children about consent is not a fucking crazy thing or a loony thing. It stops children becoming victims in the future. And if that's not something you can wrap around your head around with, I feel sorry for you. You're not entitled to hug your niece.
don't feel sorry for me. I had loads of hugs and kisses growing up. It always made me feel warm, protected and safe.
Okay,
and I'm happy for you for
and,
that.
Yeah, and that's great. That's great, Jess. But let's go back to the point that parents, and I know you're not a parent, and not that I don't think you're entitled to your opinion anyway. But parents,
I thought that's where you were going.
No. Parents should be asking for consent from their children before they give them a hug or give them a kiss.
Absolutely not. If you want to teach them about boundaries and asking, that's what the aunts and uncles are there for. So not many people want to hug.
But you got upset that your niece didn't
want
to hug from you. So
yeah, well, I don't think I should because I see her nearly every day. I grew up with her half across the road the first 10 years of her life.
So it's different because when you're the auntie, it doesn't matter if you're a stranger to her or not. If your niece doesn't want to be hugged, don't hug her. I don't think that's a wild concept.
You don't understand how hurtful it is.
You're an adult. Who gives a fuck if a child hurts you? They're not responsible for your emotions. I'm not shouting. I'm using the same tone of voice that you're using.
I can hear your microphone blowing out on your other side of the phone.
I'm sorry, me mic is close to me. I'll give you that because I'm using a headset. But I'm not being like yelling at you. Like I'm not shouting at you. What I'm just saying is that that child is not responsible for how you're feeling when he says or he or she says they don't want to hug you. They're a child.
Okay, stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. We're asking, we're discussing Marion's message to us. She is a mother of two, she's a primary school teacher, and she wants parents to get consent from their kids to hug or kiss them.
The way you're wording that is literally triggering everybody. Get consent.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but we're not talking about in a way, can I consent to hug you? Basically what we're talking about here, let's deal in the real world scenario here, that as I've said before, my daughter was here last week sitting in this studio, Adrian, yeah? Mm-hmm. And it's about me looking at her and saying I'd love to give her a kiss and saying, Freya, can daddy have a kiss? That's all. It's not, I want to hug you now. Can I please get a written consent form? Like, deal in the real world.
Samantha.
Hi, guys. Samantha here. Sorry I can't come on. I'm in work. I don't know parents that literally just land kisses and hugs on their children. Anyone I know always says, give us a kiss, or do you want a kiss, or holds out their arms open for a hug. So there's always some sort of indication to the child what you're looking for. I think this idea of asking for permission is maybe the wrong way to phrase it, but we inadvertently do this anyway. So all the people getting their knickers in a twist need to calm down, because I guarantee you most of them are doing it all the time. Thanks.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Mary, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mary?
Well, how's things? How are you?
Good, thanks, Mary. What did you want to say on this?
I think with each person, it's different. I think Leah has her own reasons why she thinks like that. Now, me, myself, I have 23 nieces and nephews. And I know myself, if I was in their house and I left without hugging them or giving them a kiss, they would be worried. So I think it depends what kind of relationship you have with that person.
Yeah, and do you go over to them and say, may I please give you a hug?
No, so if I'm in their house and I'm leaving, I'm saying, right, guys, Auntie Rosie's away, I'll speak to you later. They run to me and they'll give me a hug. It's like a routine that as a family, that it's something we all do.
Yeah, but that's fine. But if the lady that left a message a couple of moments ago that we just played, I can't remember, I think her name was Samantha, and she said, we do this anyway, and most of the people that are losing their shit about this do it anyway. When I want to pick up one of my kids, I will always put my arms out. Every single parent puts their arms out when they want.
Sure, and it's up to them. It's up to them whether they go to you or not.
So we all do that. So why are we getting triggered about something that we all do? Nobody just grabs a kid. When you want to hug a kid or you want to lift up a kid, I know I do with my three, I'll put my arms out and go, come to daddy. And if she goes, no, I don't want to, it's absolutely fine. I'm not that fragile. Most of you must have very fragile egos that you get upset if your kids don't want to hug you or kiss you. Like,
no, I think a lot of people see it as these quacked American parents. But now, I know Marion says she's not one of those types of parent.
No, it's not that at all.
But it just seems crackpot.
No, crackpot is having to ask a baby for permission to change their diaper because the baby can't speak or understand.
That's bullshit. Yeah, that is absolutely bullshit.
By the way, that was all blown out of proportion. That was one person. That was one mad American that said that a couple of years ago. And it was made out that loads of people agreed with that. Nobody else agreed with that. Obviously, you can't get consent or permission from a baby that hasn't learned to speak, for God's sake. It's ridiculous.
But even as a child, my two younger kids in primary school, right, they're taught in school, it's a saying, never keep a touch a secret, right? So that means if someone inappropriately or hugs them whatever way that they don't like, they can tell us as parents or tell the teachers.
Okay, so do you agree with Marion that parents should be getting consent to hug their children?
No.
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 Do you think it's ridiculous?
Yeah, because I have a 13-year-old and I have a 7-year-old, right? And if I said to the oldest fella, give me a hug, and he said no, I would think there was something wrong. No. Is he sad? Is he depressed? No, or is he being bullied or something?
That's ridiculous, Mary. That's ridiculous. Some people...
It's not ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous.
We hold on. We as parents know our children.
Okay,
so if our So if our child constantly, if our child constantly gives us hugs, right, and then all of a sudden then stops, there's obviously something wrong.
No, there's not. There's just some days.
There is.
So sorry, if I go home today and I go to kiss my wife, she says I don't want to kiss. That means she must be having an affair. She must be having an affair. There's something wrong with her.
Now, hold on, you're on about your wife. We're on about children.
I'm saying the same thing.
So keep your wife out of it. There, no, we're on about children, not your wife.
Sometimes children just don't want. Physical contact. Why can you not get that into your head? That you don't own children. You don't own affection from them. It's not about you. It's about them. There are certain days that a child just doesn't want to be kissed, doesn't want to be hugged.
But Jeremy, you'd know that anyway.
I know my kids, Jeremy, right? And I know, for instance, if they did not want to hug me, obviously they had a bad day in school, bad day out in the street, something is annoying them.
No, not necessarily. My daughter, I came home yesterday and the three kids were at home. One of them ran up to me and gave me a hug straight away. Yes. Daddy's home. The other one didn't do anything because he was busy on the PlayStation. And then
you didn't ask him. Did you ask him?
I didn't ask him.
No, because he's busy on the PlayStation. Well, then.
But my third child, my other daughter, I said, can you give Daddy a hug? And she says, no. And I just, that's fine. She just, there's no law that makes.
Right, so when she said no, did you ask her, was she okay?
No, because she wasn't.
Yeah, well then.
She
well
was
then,
okay.
She should have asked her, was she okay?
Oh, that's bold. That's
yeah,
bollocks.
No, but, no, that's, I would. Like, is there something wrong?
I said, are you okay?
They don't owe us anything. They literally do not owe us anything. Kids do not owe us touch. They don't owe us a touch. They literally don't.
I understand that, but the point that Mary is making is...
my daughter shouldn't have
when
to...
When your daughter said no, did you not say, is everything okay?
No, because
is there a reason you don't want to give Daddy a hug?
You don't have to give a reason. You don't...
Child,
you don't.
Obviously, you don't know your daughter the way you think you do.
Yes,
in that
sure.
case,
yeah.
I know if I ask my son for a hug and he says no, I know there's something wrong.
Well, you,
because every day for the past 13 years, he has hugged me morning, noon, and night. So if he says no, I know. Okay, there's something wrong here.
You have a very fragile ego. Then you really have to.
No, I don't.
You do.
I know my children.
Okay, stay there for a second because our Katie, who's a regular on Opinions Matter, and will be with us for the next 2 weeks, wanted to get in on this. You're triggered by this conversation as well, Katie.
Whoa, I'm... How's it going? I'm sitting here baffled by... What's that woman's name? Mary?
Yeah, Mary is on the other line, yeah.
I'm genuinely speechless at what I'm hearing from her. Mary, what is going on? Are you okay? Like, that to me is crazy. No, that's crazy. As Jeremy said, and Jeremy is 100% on the money, I don't say that often, I will say it today.
Yeah.
Your child doesn't owe you affection. Even if there is something wrong with your child and you know there's something wrong, that your child still does not have to hug. You are not entitled to be hugged or kissed by your child. Just like nobody else is entitled to be hugged by you, and you're entitled not to have anybody hug or kiss you against your will. Mm-hmm. It's just because a child is a child doesn't mean that they're any less entitled to the rights over their own body and who touches them and who they touch,
right,
regardless of how old they are. I see it all the time, and I've seen it before where parents would meet an old friend or, you know, granny and granddad, or they run into someone and it's like, oh, give them a hug. And the child says, no, the child's shy. Oh, give them a hug. That pisses me off to no end. Your child is exercising their right to not be touched and to not touch anyone else.
The parent is
actively infringing. Sorry, I'm not finished, Mary. One second. They're actively infringing on the child's right to choose what he or she does with their body, not your body, their body. Just because they're your child doesn't mean that you actually own their body.
Well, hold on a second, right? As a mother, and as the mother of three kids, that's the kind of mother I was, right? I showed them love, right? But outside of this household, they know that they cannot just hug strangers, and strangers cannot hug them. They know what way to react in public. But
consent,
as a mother with three kids...
Mary, let me stop you there. Consent isn't only consent when it's with people you don't know. People are entitled to have consent, to have boundaries with people they do know as well. Just because you know someone, that's like saying a husband can go in and force his wife to have sex because she's his wife. Sorry, no, that's bullshit. If you don't want someone to touch you, whether they're your mother, they're your sister, they're your brother, they're your child.
But Katie, we're not talking about sexual assault here. We're talking about
hug. It's not sexual. It's boundaries. If my child, when my father-in-law comes in every morning, I work, my parents-in-law, my parents mind the kids, they share it between themselves. My father-in-law comes in and he'll ask my daughter for a hug, my daughter who's 4. Sometimes she'll say, no, Granddad, not yet. And she'll put the hand out. And do you know what he does? He says, okay, give me one when you're ready. An hour later, or within the hour, she'll come up and she'll sit in his knee and she'll give him a hug. And you know what? I could not be happier with that, because she's practicing her right to set boundaries. She's practicing her right to, you know, consent to what she wants. And it's being respected, so which makes me even happier. And she's learning that at the, from a very young age that, well, actually, it's okay for me to set boundaries. I don't have to hug anyone I don't want to hug. It's like parents who use like special words for penis and vagina. Just use the bloody words. Teach your children, you know, what their bodies are, bodily functions, and teach them to, that it's okay to not want someone in your personal space, and to be okay with saying no and sticking to that. Don't force your child to hug anyone. Let me ask you.
No, I agree with you on that. Don't force your child to hug every Tom, Dick and Harry. I agree with you 100% on that. I hate
or you or a parent. Your child shouldn't be forced to do anything they don't want to do.
We're not forcing anybody. Nobody's talking about forcing a child. You will know if your child doesn't want a hug because they'll move away from you. They'll push you away.
Yeah.
You don't know. And Casey, let me ask you then, if you ask one of your two for a hug and one of them says no, do you just leave it at that?
Yes.
Do you not ask?
I would often say, if we're sitting on the couch and we're watching a movie, I'd say to Claude or Tyke, I'd say, do you want to come over and give Mammy a snuggle? No, I don't want to snuggle. Okay, yeah. That's fine. And within the hour, then you guarantee they'll be over sitting on top of me. Then, but
on their,
I'm happy
on their
because
terms.
They've decided. Yeah, yes, on it's terms. On their terms.
Okay, now
I just can't believe the amount of entitled said, parents here.
What Mary said a while ago was, if her child was to say no, she would immediately say, "Is everything okay?"
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
We have a routine. That's the way we are as a family. We're a very loving family. So if I went to walk and I've even called the kids to say I'm going and went to walk, he'd ring me, "Mom, why did I not get a hug before you went to work?"
But that's fine now, but the day might come. How old is your son now?
He's 13 and 7.
He's 13, so the day is probably going to come very soon. I'd imagine starting secondary school, he'd start growing up, becoming a bit more of a man than a boy.
Yeah.
The day will come soon where he won't want mammy hugging him, and it won't be cool, and he won't want that anymore. Now, it might not happen, but if it does, that's his right, and that's not for you to take.
Yeah, but hold on. Myself and himself have spoke about that. Like, we still go out in public and he holds my hand, right? And I said to him, when you start secondary school, Pet, you don't have to hold mammy's hand, but mammy, I want to.
And that's great. That's brilliant. But because your child says, no, I don't want a hug, you shouldn't even question that. You should say, right, he doesn't want me touching him, he doesn't want to give me a hug. That's the end of the story. He set boundaries. I'm going to accept his boundaries because I'm a decent mother who's not going to suffocate my son and make something out of nothing. Like, this is, I genuinely can't believe what I'm hearing, that he thinks that.
Imagine if I asked my son for a hug, right, before I went to work and he said no, I'd go to work then and I'd be worried sick. I hope he's all right.
That's on you, if you can't accept other people's boundaries, you are the problem. He is not the problem.
Hold on,
if
no
you let that
the
affect
child,
your day.
No one said the child is the problem. Nobody said the child is the problem.
No, but you're saying there must be something wrong with him. If you go to work and you can't function,
hold on, my son comes to me when he's sad, when he's happy, when he's lonely, for every other reason. Yes, it is brilliant.
And long may that continue,
yes,
Mary.
So
but it's not going to always be like that. But
yeah, because someday he's going to get married and have his own kids. And I hope that when he does have his own kids, he shows them the love I showed him. By giving them his hugs and his kisses.
But loving somebody isn't giving them a hug. You can show someone by giving them a hug, but you can also show someone love by respecting their boundaries. Now, you said there a couple of minutes ago that you'd go to work and you'd be completely off kilter. Your day would be off kilter, more or less.
If
you wouldn't be able to basically have your proper day at work because you'd be concerned.
Yeah,
I would be more concerned about your concern. No, but I would be more concerned about your concern, genuinely. And I'm not saying this in a patronising way.
Yeah.
I don't think the way you feel, I don't think it's normal.
You don't think it's normal?
No, I don't think it's normal. I don't think it's normal at all.
There is something seriously wrong with you to think that is not normal.
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm simply a mother who respects my children's boundaries, and I want to encourage them to respect their own boundaries and to implement their own boundaries when they feel necessary.
Yes, but in this household, right, we speak among ourselves as a family, right? And my eldest fella knows that when he goes out into that big bad world, he knows what way to approach people and what to expect, what not to expect. He knows that if somebody inappropriately touched him or hugged him, if he didn't want it, he can come to his mother and his father. He knows what he has to do to live in the real world. But inside this house, he can do what he wants. He can give his mama hugs, give his dad hugs, give
but
his brother
the real
hugs,
world,
give whoever the
but
hug
he can
he
also
wants.
Decide he doesn't want to. Yeah. He can also decide he doesn't want to give you a hug.
Hold on, I'm blessed enough that my son has never said no. But someday he is going to say
no.
Sounds
more like Mary. I'm going to be Mary. I'm going to be very honest here. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. Yeah. I don't know the workings of the inner mind. But it sounds like you need this more than he does. It sounds like you're pushy. Yeah, it sounds like you're pushy with it. It sounds like you're almost suffocating him a little bit.
Son, my son's actually sitting beside me and he's laughing at you.
No, but
well, I'm sure he is because
no, Mary, see, he's sure, no, he loves his mother.
But Mary, what it comes down to is like, and I remember when I used to, and it's slightly different, but it's the human psychology. When I used to go clubbing, there's a group of lads I used to go clubbing with back in the day. And when the slow set would come on, remember slow sets, they'd go up and they'd ask women to dance.
Mm-hmm.
And when the women would say no, they couldn't get it into their head. They'd be like, they'd be standing there. What do you mean you don't? What do you mean you don't dance? And I'd be like pulling him aside, going, "She doesn't want to dance."
Yes.
Like we own our own bodies. That is the thing, Mary. We own our own
again,
bodies.
Again, Jeremy, you're comparing this to something that it's not comparable to. We're talking about a relationship between parents and children.
No, because it's all starts.
It is comparable, though, Adrian. It's not about it's not about what the relationship is. It's about you having a right, me having a right, yes. My children, Jeremy's children, everybody having a right to decide who's in their personal space and touching them. So the fact that people are making this sexual, they're actually completely missing the point. People who are actually saying,
yes,
oh, it's not sexual.
Sex. No.
It's like me making the point of, well, that's the man. Does a man get to have sex with his wife because that's his wife? I know the context is a bit off, but the underlying fundamental basis I'm making is that, well, because I have a relationship with them, I should be allowed to touch them.
We all deserve,
no, you shouldn't be allowed to touch them.
We all deserve a bubble around us when we want that bubble and personal space. That is so, so important.
But again,
That's why people get so freaked out. And have you ever sat on a bus? And upstairs on the bus, most of the seats are empty and someone gets on the bus and sits down on the seat beside you. Do you never think that's weird?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Why is that weird?
Because there's another empty seat.
Yeah, but why is that normalised? Why is that not normalised? Why do we think of that as weird? Why would you think that was strange if you were sitting on a bus and 90% of the seats were empty, yeah? Or, supposing you got on a bus this evening, yeah? And upstairs, all the seats were empty apart from one. There's a woman sitting down in the seat. And you sat down in the seat beside her.
I find that very weird, yeah.
Why though?
Don't know, actually. But I just would.
But why?
Because there's other seats.
Yeah, but
there's not a shortage of space.
But you're giving her personal space because everybody deserves personal space. This isn't
again,
wrong.
We're talking about a relationship between children and their parents.
No, what we're talking about, is...
And if your child doesn't want to be hugged, you will know that. You will know your child doesn't want to be hugged.
And you will know that by asking them. That's how you will know.
So, Mary, are you going to change?
No, never in a million years.
And Mary, don't get me, I think, and in no case she was having a bit of a go, I think I grew up in the same household as you and my household is the same as well. We are huggy, kissy people, but we also know that personal space is very important.
Oh, 100 million percent. And you know what? And I dread the day that I do ask my sons for a hug and they say no. But you know what? For the time being and for the way life is now, I don't go a day without getting hugs off them. Whether it's morning time, night time, go to work, home from work. And you know what? I'm happy with that.
But you don't ask.
Hold on, no. If I'm going out the front door, guys, I'm heading now. They run down the stairs and you give me a hug and go back up and play the PlayStation. I don't say, hey, yous, get down here and give me a hug.
Yeah, well, okay. Stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
This is Kian.
That Jess one sounds like a right bitch. Why does she keep including mam or dad, but all still humans? And Adrian, I normally agree with you, but today you're just like, you have to understand we're all humans. There's no difference between what your mam or dad can't do. And whoever made that comment there about asking a baby to change its nappy, would you cop yous ourselves on? Oh my god, like seriously, like how old are you? Do you know what I mean? I have to say now, it just, I like this show and all, but like, what has everybody gotten into? Especially you, Jess. Grow up, will you? Grow up. We're all entitled to consent. Grow up.
This is Alicia.
Yeah, I just wanted to come on to say the amount of people who think this is rubbish is alarming. Kids learn force from parents, so if you say to a child, can I have a hug, and they say no or shake their head, what would you do? Would you actually force them? Now, I understand as a parent, you can hug and kiss your child whenever, and most of the time they would hug you and kiss you back, but if they don't want it at that time,
Let them say no. Like, how many times as a child were we forced to hug or kiss a relative when we didn't want to? This is the basis of learning to listen to our own bodies and our own feelings in that moment. If a future boyfriend or girlfriend does the same thing, your child is going to learn, oh, I'll just say yes to please them. I'll ignore what I want. What's that called then? The basis of learning is with the parents, and we don't realise how something so small and so insignificant to us can shape a child's brain. So this is not about being a snowflake or whatever else people might call it. This is about respecting boundaries. Even as a child, that child has to grow up and be an adult, and we have to teach them not to be a people pleaser.
Saoirse, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Saoirse?
Grand, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this, Saoirse?
Saoirse, before you speak, I want to ask you a question. People are getting very upset with my analogy here, but if you were on that bus, sitting on your own on the bus, and you and all the other seats were free, and Adrian sat down beside you, would you think that was a bit weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Just because it's Adrian, not because if it was anybody else, it would be.
Anyway, what did you want to say on this, Saoirse?
I just don't see what everyone's problem is. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just after child. Like, I've always just asked my kids to afford. And I know it was always just the instinct to just ask them. I don't see what the issue is. But, like,
because, as you could hear from Mary, she just... Oh, are you giving that child a hug?
I'm holding her, but she's only 11 months. So.
All right, okay. Did you get consent to hold her?
Ah, Adrian, stop now, stop.
Well, she can't talk.
Yes, exactly. Let's deal with... You cannot get consent from someone who can't speak, Adrian, for God's sake.
Okay, well, so what age then do you seek this consent?
When their brain... I assume, Saoirse, like myself, when their brain develops that they're able to say no. And kids... That's the first word, by the way, a kid learns.
They do say no sometimes as well, like...
And is that...
Like, if my toddler's having a breakdown, having a tantrum or whatever, and I ask her if she wants to hold, sometimes she'll say no, and then she needs time to calm down, like...
But as you heard from Mary, she would think there was something wrong if her child didn't want to give her a hug.
But shit, that's unheard. Like, her kid doesn't know yet.
And I have to say, Mary...
I don't see what the issue is, like.
Mary, can you describe to me what the issue is?
The consent. I think every case is different. It's like, especially with my kids... Yeah, now, if somebody out in the public asks them for a hug, they know they're going to say no. But I think as my kids, because as I said, I'm blessed that they've never said no. It's just a routine that we have.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're supposed to teach them yourself, like, what the boundaries are. Like, you know what I mean? If my kids don't want to hug, they're not going to get a hug. Like,
yeah, but hold on.
It's fairly rare. What?
Yeah, my kids know the boundaries when they're outside the home, right? But I've been hugging them since they were babies, toddlers, say, starting play school, big school. And it's just something that's in us. And if I was to just stop that...
Nobody's saying not to hug your kids. Like, I don't think anyone wants nobody to hug their kids. Like, it's just... Oh, it's just asking, like, isn't it? I don't know. It's always been my instinct to just ask, like...
Don't get me wrong, right? So there is times where you do say to your kids, right, give us a hug before I go, and they do give it. But if I said to my child, give me a hug before I go to work, and he says no, mum, I'd be worried. I wonder what's wrong with him, because we're in that routine of giving hugs. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but look, everybody's family is different. Like, we all do our own thing. I just don't understand why. Well, it's an issue. Like, people say not asking babies to change their nappies and all, that's completely different. That's care. Like, they have to have their nappy changed. You don't have to give it old. Like,
okay, so Saoirse, you would be urging parents listening to us right now to get consent from their kids before they give them a hug.
It's not even that. Oh, sorry, you probably can't hear me. It's not even that. Like, everybody parents the way they want. Like, if you don't want to do that, don't. I don't see what the issue is with it. Like, you have to teach them consent yourself, otherwise they'll never know.
Thanks for talking to us. You have your hands full there. Let me wrap up with a few more of your messages that have come in. And a huge response to this, I have to say. Martin is a bit triggered.
Afternoon, lads. What utter woke nonsense. What a load of bollocks. Listen, there's going to be one time a day when your kids are teenagers, they won't want to even fucking look at you sideways. So get all your hugs and get all your kisses in now while you can. What a load of shite. Anyone that thinks you need to ask consent to get a hug off your own child, sort of fucking wanker that agrees with all this gender fluidity and gender neutral and all this sort of shit. What a load of bollocks, lads. A load of fucking shit.
There we are. Martin doesn't... He's very triggered.
True, by the way, your kids come back around. You lose them when they're teenagers because teenagers are horrible human beings.
Yeah.
But they come back to you when they're...
when they're good and ready.
When they're good and ready. Like, I give my mum a hug regularly. You give your mum a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give your dad a hug?
Yep. Yep.
When you're looking for a few quid off.
I'll just make sure I'm not written out of the will. Big hug, big hug.
Well, that will be well spent, I say.
Sean!
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? I'll just leave a quick one. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a parent walking over to the child and giving them a quick hug. There's nothing wrong with it. Take it easy.
Thanks, Sean.
Nobody said that. Again, is he listening to a different podcast?
No, he's saying there's nothing wrong with walking over to a child and giving them a hug.
You listen to Two Johnnies or something like that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Opinions Matter. We will catch you on the next episode.